Brian and Trisha, Quick Seat 98.3, Aerosmith and Angel. So you heard the story about something that happened over the weekend, and we've been laughing about it. Should we just call my wife?
Yes, let's do that.
And have her tell the story.
Yeah, she needs to tell the story.
Hello.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
Is this Mrs. Walker?
This is.
Well, good morning, Mrs. Walker.
So we were just discussing off air an incident that happened over the weekend, and I don't think I could tell it as good as you could. So do you have a moment to share the soda can story?
I do.
Okay. So we'll set the stage. What was this, Friday night?
No, Saturday night.
Okay. Now, at this point, you had been up for 20 hours because you had to be at work really, really early Saturday morning.
Correct.
So I don't know that this story is as funny as you remember it, or you were just exhausted and out of your head.
And you were mad.
No. It's still as funny. I'm still laughing.
All right. Well, go right ahead.
All right. So Brian and I are in the garage, and he opens a 12-pack of Sprite to put them in singly into the refrigerator. And he's putting one to the hand and throwing it in there. One slips out of his hand, and it pierces a hole in the can. It's laying on the garage floor. And it, mind you, I'm just standing there watching. I didn't move. I didn't do anything because everything happened kind of fast and I couldn't stop watching.
This whole thing probably took place in about 90 seconds.
I would say about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, but it was the funniest 2.5 minutes of my life. And I couldn't stop watching. So it slips out of his hand. It hits the concrete. A hole spews. And you know what it is when you're spilling something? A little bit looks like an entire gallon.
Yeah.
On a floor. So Brian reached down and he thought, okay, well, the garage was partially open. I'll roll it under. So he rolls it under the partially open door to get it out of the garage for fear of ants,
yeah,
you know, zooming in on us. That's great, except he rolled it underneath the car. So now the Sprite can is spraying underneath the car. and I start chuckling. And he's looking at me and I said, Brian, the can is now spraying under the car. I said, grab that umbrella right there and knock it out from underneath. Nope. So he marches over there, opens the garage all the way, and he becomes this angry cartoon character at this point. And I cannot stop watching. And he marches in the house, gets the keys, comes back out, marches, mumbling to himself, you know, insert angry words that I can't say on air or can't say out on the phone. And he says, I just want you to know, I'll laugh about this tomorrow, but I'm furious right now. In the car, shuts the door. I'm frozen, but laughing hysterically. He proceeds to back the car up, this time rolls over the can. So now it is spraying out from in front of the car back into the garage. There's this mist. Okay, I am losing it at this point. I've got this angry cartoon character in the car that has no idea what he just
And you're just standing there, just watching it all.
I am laughing hysterically. So he gets out and he's marching around and all these nonsensical words. He gets the can. I don't know how any was left of the can at this point because we've got like a little spray pond now in the garage. Everything he was trying to avoid, he dumps it out, marches back into the house. He's become this angry cartoon character of a train conductor. It is hilarious. And he's marching in there, gets a big old tumbler of water, marches back and throws the water on the concrete. I cannot stop. I laugh for 20 minutes after this happened. I could not stop. stop. And now I was tired. I'd been up a long time, worked a long day. But I'm telling you, funniest 2.5 minutes of my life.
And he was so mad.
Oh, he was beyond fear and desperately wanting someone to be mad at.
And you
made
just
it
laugh.
Even better, because there was nobody to be mad at. It was just a series of poops. But he was just watching him marching in and out of nonsense words. You know, like the dad on Christmas Story? That's what it sounded like.
Oh, thank you for sharing your story.
You're welcome. It was hilarious. I'm talking. I mean, I've got tears in my eyes. I've been laughing again. And I will laugh about this for days.
All right.
For days.
That is my wife, Donna, sharing the soda can story from Saturday night. And we just thought that our listeners deserve to hear that firsthand account from you.
Absolutely.
Have a great
day. Hope I made someone smile. These days, we all need something to smile about.
That is true.
We are Quixie 98.3.